brother, media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan in Kansas called in earlier with a news clip, MSNBC. We just played it. Former U.S. Senator, one of the top guys in the 9/11 Commission, Bob Graham, repeated what he said in the Washington Post, but it's a video of it now, that the U.S. government was protecting the hijackers along with the Saudi Arabian government. Well, duh, they would censure or fire FBI agents that tried to stop them. I mean, whatever they were doing, we know they were taking part in drills, but we don't know what happened once they got on the aircraft. Some of the actual phone calls that were made from air phones were stewardesses saying, there's gas, I can't breathe. That's the intel we got. Nerve gas, and then remote control. Oh, but I forgot they don't have that. They just got remote control cars and planes for 50 years. Let's go ahead and, well, more than that, Joe Kennedy Jr. died in World War II while piloting drones under his command. He was in a chase aircraft, remote piloting, because they'd have radio link with them. When the payload blew up, it was a human-controlled command cruise missile attack system where you fly behind it in a chase plane with a radio control beacon. When the Folkwolves came up. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan. Finish up your points, my friend.
Yes, I have two more things about 9/11. One is that Rupert Murdoch has now been accused, and his tabloids accused, for hacking the phones of 7/7 victims and 9/11 victims. You heard about that. That's all over the news.
Yeah, I haven't been covering it in the last few weeks because I've been researching, but I do know what's going on with it, and they're burning him. It's a fight between their camp and the Soros camp, and they're trying to bring down. Now the U.S. government's saying they're going to open an investigation on News Corp. Here in the United States, their North American division. And that was the scuttlebutt. I know Roger Ailes tried to keep Beck there. There's a big fight over this. There's a lot of people in the elites who don't like what's happening and don't like where this country's going because they realize this system's so corrupt, they're going to get picked off once the pure dictatorship's in place. And so this is just a way to burn Rupert Murdoch. Tapping phones and spying on people. I told you, industrial espionage. All major Fortune 500 have huge armies of spies. Hitmen, everything. I mean, every major big company out there, if it's part of the globalist deal, they got hitmen. That's why, what's that movie came out a few years ago with George Clooney? And they admit it's based on Monsanto, but they don't say Monsanto. It has another name in it. But the name of the movie is the name of the lawyer. And, the Monsanto company has hitmen. Well, I mean, this is the real world. They don't just spy on people, folks. These major companies have got the entire deal. Fortune 100 companies are bigger than most countries' GDPs. So they've got it all. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. Anything else?
Yes. Well, I also have a request after this. But one other thing about that is Murdoch was accused 2 years ago in 2008 and had a lawsuit thrown against him. He hired hackers to hack his competition as well. That's industrial espionage. But anyway, the request is it possible that you can go, your show could have the week before 9/11 be stacked with all the whistleblowers and all that?
Yes, I agree with you because we've won the war of truth on stage terror. That's why they're trying to rewrite history and rehabilitate it now with shows all over the world full of disinformation. It's not going to work because the fact that they're so discredited, BBC, ABC, when they come and attack us in 9/11 Truth, they're so discredited. People that weren't even in the 9/11 Truth go, well, the liars are telling us that it wasn't an inside job. But they're so arrogant that they still do the pieces. They should just keep their mouth shut. So it's great. They're coming into our arena. Michael Clayton's the name of that movie. And, boy, is it accurate. Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you so much. Great job there, Jonathan, Michael, Rick, John, Debbie, everybody else. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, the last caller, Jonathan, wants me to get into News of the World and Rupert Murdoch and the Justice Department, the folks that ship tens of thousands of weapons to drug dealers to kill cops. They're going after him for espionage, economic espionage against competitors, hacking 7-7, hacking 9-11 families to get intel for articles. The Rupert Murdoch operation has always had a big mafia streak to it, and that's because it works closely with the U.S. government, and they feel like they can get away with it. But right now, he's being spanked. But there's industrial espionage across the board, and it's wrong. You've got to ask yourself right now, why is this coming out against Rupert Murdoch at this time? And that's the larger issue. And I've really collated my thoughts, a lot of articles. I've meant to cover it. I've covered it some, but I meant to get into a real report on it. I don't like to just come out and have a half-baked breakdown of something. But people who aren't in the media don't understand how the system is obsessed with it. And that's why people couldn't believe the stuff I've been through, the type of dirty tricks, the weirdness. And they're not that bad anymore because the system's figured out I'm not going to stop. And so they try to assassinate my character in the media. But it doesn't matter because so much of what I cover now is passé. I mean, so much of staged events, lying government, government shipping guns into Mexico, government engaged in corruption, government stealing pension funds of veterans, government stealing houses they don't own, corporations doing it, corporations running government. I mean, this stuff's pretty much now just hanging out there in front of everybody. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? I want to continue with your calls. I'm going to try to hurry through them now because I got a bunch of news I want to get to on family of murdered Border Patrol agent considering suing Fez over Fast and Furious. Right now, let's go to Michael in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm the telecommunications engineer that calls in every once in a while up in Plano. Just want to let you know, Alex, this reputation that we get as truthers, people who understand history, we get known as the complainers. And we don't get labeled as people that are desirous of change or people who understand the perspective of history. I sit with these bubbas, these good old boys that I work with, and they say, well, what do you know about liberty and the Constitution? You grew up in New Jersey. I say, oh, yeah? I grew up on the playing in the orchards where the Battle of Monmouth was fought. I went to nursery school and sat in pews at Old Tenant Church where the bloody bodies of Revolutionary soldiers and British soldiers alike were triaged in a hospital. The school I went to was across the street from where George Washington's headquarters was when he was near Trenton. So I understand my Constitution. I understand history. I understand what the heck we're standing up for.
But, you know, let me stop it because this is so key what you're saying, and I want you to continue. This is the essence of mind control, and they're all pre-programmed. If you go up north and criticize the government, and it's a meme in the media, you're a dumb anti-government southerner. Then if you come down to the west or the south or the Midwest and you're not from around there, you get me from the state over, or even the town over, or a different color, or a different religion, or a different, you know, college degree. And they'll look at you and say, oh, what do you know? Their mind is scared by inside job. Their mind is scared by corruption. They're cowards deep down. They're lazy people who want to buy into corruption because they don't think highly of themselves. And it's because they're smart. George Orwell wrote about this. They make a split-second calculation. What do you know from New Jersey? Get a rope. What do you know about George Washington? He fought the Battle of Trenton in Austin, Texas, not in Trenton, New Jersey, against the Germans. They just, I mean, if you told them that George Washington fought Germans, they'd say, there weren't Germans in the war. You know, I mean, they don't know anything. And it's the same deal. They immediately go to tribalism because you scare them. That hits the fear area. What's in a fear area of a human's brain when they're talking to another human? Tribalism. I'm scared. This human just said it. He's from another tribe. He's from New Jersey. And so this is human psychology, and that's just one slice of how psychology works that you just described. When we're Americans, we're humans. I talk to media executives and folks, and they go, yeah, you're huge in the U.S. You're also huge worldwide, but that isn't too good because, you know, sponsors, they mainly want just this market. I don't care about that. At the end of the day, if I can finance this operation, keep building it, it's good to be comfortable so I don't have to worry about that financially. But at the end of the day, I'm risking my life for truth because I know there's no future for anybody if we don't beat these people. I mean, these are globalists, psychopaths in control of nuclear weapons, genetic warfare systems, and they're openly promoting guilds of graduates who are microbiologists who all they talk about is how they want to kill everybody. I mean, the acolytes of Professor Bianca at UT, who wants airborne Ebola to kill 90% of us, says he's ready for his family to die. I got attacked by some of his acolytes, followed their emails, found out they were PhDs and doctors of biology, and here they were saying all humans need to be killed. And then I went and found them in photos in white lab coats at bioweapons labs, smiling as directors. I mean, they're sending me emails going, he's a great man. We need to kill all humans, not just 90%. I tracked their name back. And I mean, folks, red level. Do you get me? Mayday. Pure evil has been released from the pit of Hades. When you let evil take control, the worst of society gravitates into power. It's not that we're all evil and bad. It's that the evil gravitates to the high places because it desires it. I'm sorry, Michael. Finish your point.
Okay, no, I also wanted to tell you, Alex, I could get myself thrown out of this program, but I'm in a very special executive MBA program out of UT in Dallas. It's ranked pretty high in the world. I'll just give you the name of it. It's called GLEMBA. Listen to the title of this. It's called the Global Leadership Executive MBA Program, and it's run by a man out of China who's done more mergers and acquisitions than anyone on the planet. Now, I'm just in the first semester here, you know, starting in the summer, but you could see the way that the education, I mean, they're looking to weed out what they consider the wheat from the chaff. They're trying to find the people early on with global business ethics classes and things. They're trying to find out, just like they do with the cops and the TSA agents, will these people do the things we want them to do? And if they don't, they're going to get a pink slip. And I guarantee
you. I've had family that they grab in college, big corporations, and put through their programs, and you wouldn't recognize them. They're pro-global government. It's not them anymore. It's just that they have been shown this suit of clothes, and they say, do you want money and power? Put the suit on, and they say, I'll do it. They put that jumpsuit on for the New World Order team, and they have no idea. They have just signed on literally with Lucifer.
I'm a descendant of William Wallace. I won't take that suit of armor. I will not wear Longshanks colors. So let me just tell you something else, Alex. For 15 years, I worked for Verizon, right across the street from police headquarters in Manhattan. I'll hold on if you want, because I don't want my name blasted, but you should see, I'm one of your friends on Facebook. You've got to see my 9/11 photos. One of my jobs after 9/11, because we were right around the corner, this was our spot. Alex, you'll see pictures of me standing on piles of rubble. And you'll see my photo that I took of National Guard troops that would not let me in right at Ground Zero, right at the place where our cable vaults would be. Why? I didn't know at the time, but it wasn't because they were trying to protect me. It's because something was down there they did not want us to see. The National Guard troops pointed weapons at me. You will see my photos. If you want me to hold on and I give you permission, I'll sign whatever you want. You can use them. I have a video of me walking around downtown Manhattan. If you want to use it, a friend of mine, the very morning after we walked around down there, you've got to see this.
Well, listen, we'll find your Facebook and get it and show it on the show, not today, tomorrow, or link it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's why the sites are so important. The 90% of stuff we don't get to on air is all there. But specifically, so it was your job to be involved in those cable vaults. Going over this, what are some of the things you saw that are on these videos?
Well, first of all, the video started from where our building was at 375 Pearl Street, and we had to walk westward across West Broadway and, to go over to Vesey Street. And one of the things that I saw instantly was a big hole in the side of the building at 140 West Street, where 7 came down and punched a hole in the side of the building. That was the main thing I was concerned with. But when we designed these cable vaults that were 7 stories below ground, we didn't even think a nuclear war could take these things out. So when we thought, there's no way that all of these millions of pairs of fiber optic and copper cable, that there's no way they could be destroyed. The only thing that could have destroyed these, Alex, was explosives. There's no way that kerosene could melt all of these materials 7 stories below ground.
It's impossible. The firemen said it was like a volcano, a foundry, just lava everywhere, even in areas away from the buildings, and it had just been hit by some super weapon or something, and months later it was thousands of degrees above what normal fires would even burn at. It was like Godzilla had sprayed fire into there.
Yeah, and if you tell people this, Alex, that's why I tried to get on yesterday with Stefan Molyneux. Waking up to this is almost like the grieving process when your favorite grandpa or friend dies. It's a process. That's why we need to be patient sometimes with these people. Yeah, we're afraid and we want to wake these people up, but we've got to be patient with them because it's a grieving process. Nobody wants to believe that the elite are trying to murder us all. Nobody wants to believe that your best friend died at 9/11 because these murdering scum did it. Nobody wants to believe this. Take me out with your war cry, Alex.
No, I can't. I only do that when it's upsetting. I tell you what, Michael, we're going to put you on hold during the break, and you can give us your Facebook. I understand you don't want to put it out on air because then they'll really come after you. But we'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
Well, they're now holding everybody hostage. You knew this was coming. That's why they get you on the government dole. Obama says he cannot guarantee Social Security checks will go out August 3rd. They take your money and then later hold you hostage with it. That's coming up. But right now, Ed Foster, the mayor of Quartzsite, Arizona, he joins us now about the showdown that happened. This has now gotten international attention. They have told the mayor that he's fired, the city council now. I guess you don't need elections. You just fire the mayor. Well, he went and canceled their, quote, illegal meeting. I guess it's not following the state laws on that. And they went ahead and had it anyway. Mayor Ed Foster of Quartzsite, thanks for joining us, sir. Tell us what happened.
Well, thanks again for having me on again. And I appreciate your support and all of your listeners, but this situation in Arizona is just so similar to what's going on across this country. We have bureaucrats trying to run the government. They think they're in charge. They refuse to bow to the elected people. They are running roughshod. And like in the case of Quartzsite, we have a town council who are puppets for these people. You know, they rubber stamp everything they do. It's just unconscionable what this is. And this is true in all of America right now, you know?
Yes, sir, Mayor. Break down what happened.
Well, this morning, you know, first they had this illegal meeting Sunday, and it violated open meetings law because, first, it wasn't agendized, it wasn't announced. They called it, you know, on very short notice. I refused to attend it. I opened the door to town hall. I seen they were having an illegal meeting, and I said, no, I'm not coming into this meeting. It's illegal. And as I said that, the police officer who was guarding the door pulled the door closed, and you can see in the video that's online, clunk, and the door was locked. So that was the final straw. Public meetings are just that. They're open to the public. When they lock that door, there is no other justification at that point for that meeting. That meeting was illegal. The business they conducted behind that locked door is illegal. And therefore, the justification for the meeting they called this morning on short notice, I actually got notified. I didn't get notified officially. Friends of mine last night came to me around 8 p.m. and told me, my God, they scheduled a meeting for 10 o'clock. And I thought because of the emergency order, they'd cancel all meetings. In fact, they said that. But they didn't bother to tell me there'd be a meeting. And I don't think they had thought that at 10 o'clock this morning there was going to be such a media circus at their meeting. But it was. Every television station, everybody's covering it. But in front of God and the world, when I told them this meeting was illegal and walked out, they instructed the vice mayor to go ahead and bring the meeting to order, and they conducted business illegally again.
Well, they think because they have, quote, the power of the office that they're God. And it's classic. I mean, this is something they're definitely not going to win in the end. Mayor, this has become a big international story, obviously. AP reporting on it, you name it. Where is it going from here? I mean, if they're allowed to get away with this, will it become a imperium?
You know, first off, one of the things that's supporting this is this chief of police, who at this point in time, because the 80% of the Quartzsite PD have filed this letter complaining about him, alleging a criminal act. And under that circumstance, that man should be sitting home in a rocking chair waiting for an investigation. And as far as I can tell right now, my QPD officers who filed that complaint are saying that there's less than an energetic investigation going on by DPS right now. What I'm asking is that the listeners and the friends of listeners or whatever contact the governor and say it's about time this chief of police gets a thorough investigation.
Well, why do you think the state police and others aren't going to want to investigate? Because they're run by chiefs that don't want to be investigated. This is what happens in government. They all start not investigating each other so that they can do whatever they want, and then that allows government to go even more wild, and then it starts snowballing downhill.
Well, what I'm doing is using this international media storm that's out there, and I'm asking that we keep the pressure on to the responsible state authorities to make a real investigation. I swear that if this chief of police is cleared of all these charges these officers have put against him, I will shake his hand and congratulate him. But until he is cleared of all charges, he should not be wearing a badge and a gun. He should be sitting at home until this investigation is done. That is what I went to the governor's office a month ago trying to figure out how to get it done.
Mayor, can you stay with us a few more minutes on the other side?
Oh, I'm yours until you tell me you don't.
Okay, we'll just do a few more minutes. I'm going to go to the other callers and a bunch of other news. The head opium dealer, the president of Pakistan's brother, has been killed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, Alex.
We're Thank on you. The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
Well, the corruption is racing through the body politic right now like a bad case of Ebola, but we're waking up to it, and it's going to be a nasty process, but everything you do every day, going to city council, going to state houses, investigating, being involved, researching how the world really works, that's going to turn our society around. Now, I want to get to your calls, but I also have a bunch of news. We're going to finish up with the mayor here for a minute or two. Then I'm going to hit some news, and I'm going to go to your calls because I love hearing from you and the great points. Got the best callers and listeners in the world. A very important issue, though. I shot a video on the left-right paradigm yesterday, how at the leadership positions of the Republican and Democratic parties, they're pretty much on the same team, but they toss political footballs back and forth while we play monkey in the middle, running back and forth. And I shot footage of my French bulldog running back and forth, symbolizing the voters. And that's up at PrisonPlanet.com at the bottom of the page. And why it's a big scandal now. I'm an animal abuser. I docked the dog's tail and ears, of course, the people making these accusations. Can't focus in on the political issues I'm covering. And they don't know that French bulldogs naturally have bat ears. and have short tails. They don't trim the ears or the tails, and I wouldn't do that to my dog. But see, we've been trained to obsess over petty things, and it won't matter. That'll be a new conspiracy theory. Okay, fine. In fact, we did trim his ears and tail. Of course, we didn't, but hey, if it makes you feel good, we did. Okay. In fact, put the evil dog back up on screen for folks, if you can there, because I know we've got all these serious issues to cover. There he is, the French bulldog captain, the control left-right paradigm for dummies. But by talking about this, I can act like a wounded bird, actually, like I'm trying to get you away from the nest. Oh, my gosh, I've been caught. So that'll just make hundreds of thousands of people watch the video now because I've made a scandal out of it. So, again, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Okay. Now there's a whole conspiracy. We'll start. There'll be endless discussions and forums about, you know, is the tail docked on the dog? Because people don't believe anything anymore. That's the – okay, now I'm ranting. Going back to Mayor Ed Foster of Quartzsite. Mayor, so where does it go from here? I mean, the mystery paychecks, can't find out where those are going, can't have investigations. I mean, did you say to them when you got there, you can't fire the mayor? Are they going to nullify other elections? What's happening?
I didn't tell them any such thing. I don't acknowledge that their law was illegal, that they put the town manager and the town chief of police in charge. That's an illegal law. I would refuse to acknowledge that I still perform my duty as this mayor, and I'm going to continue to do that. If they wanted to do this, and they could, they could call a regular meeting, and they could rubber stamp the law change because that's the way they do it. But at least it would be done as a legal meeting with the citizens of Quartzsite in attendance, and I'm sure that the meeting would break down in pandemonium like it did today because the people are upset with what they're doing. The people have really woken up here in Quartzsite, and they're jumping up and down at them.
The
and
people? I mean, who needs a mayor? Wait. Mayor? Who needs a mayor? Who needs the people, the 3,600 of the town? You got a town manager and a police chief now. In fact, all over the world, the globalists are trying to get rid of local elected government and go to corporate government. What's wrong with that?
You know, mayor is just a title, Alex. It's just a title. What I am is a spokesperson for the people of Quartzsite. And every elected official should wake up and understand that they should do their job for the people who put them there, not for these bureaucrats. You know, these council people have completely lost track of that. They are a rubber stamp for the Alex Taft and the Chief Gilbert person. They just don't listen to the people out in the community.
Well,
or they do. They have a few sycophants that hang around them and, oh boy, yeah, you're doing the right thing. And those people, they say that until all of a sudden they do something and the police chief or the building official or the tax collector show up on their doorstep. Oh, I'm a friend. Why could you do that to me? You know?
Well, they love being drug around by their pimps. Mayor, we'll continue to watch this as it develops from Quartzsite. Thank you for spending time with us, sir.
Well, thank you for putting a spotlight on these cockroaches.
You bet, sir. God bless. All right. Watching.
All right.
Thank you, sir. We're watching that microcosm of what's happening in the rest of the country and the world. All right, I meant to spend more time on this today because it's so big, but I'll have to cover it tomorrow because I just can't do justice to it now. Obviously, Ron Paul's announced he's not going to seek re-election for the House of Representatives. It's all or nothing. He's going to totally commit to the presidential campaign, and then whatever happens, he's either going to the White House or he's going to Texas. Job well done, Ron Paul, either way, and the campaign's just getting started, so this is his big hurrah. Governor Paul? I guess there was some talk about him running for governor, but he kind of giggled and laughed that off. Yeah, he could not run, and if he lost the presidency, become Governor Paul. That'd be nice. I would really be proud of that. And then he'd probably move back into the governor's mansion, not hide up in Westlake like Pointy Boots does, Al Gore's former chief of staff. Campaign manager, because he's so conservative. Michelle Bachmann, IRS tax enforcer. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't talk bad about them. They're all Al Gore's a good guy. He likes Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's good as well, right in Obamacare. That's the model for it. He wrote it in Massachusetts. I mean, I shouldn't be so informed. It's kind of creepy that we know what we're talking about, isn't it? This is a really serious issue. I'm going to get to that in a moment. I do want to tell listeners in the InfoWar that people are ready to be awakened like never before. And I've got a special running in the month of July. It'll be over in a couple weeks, a little more than half a month. Bohemian Grove kicks off every year from the 14th, technically the 15th, but they're there on the 14th through the 30th of July. Over 1,000 globalists meeting to do weird rituals and have sex with gay porn stars. I mean, that's what they do. It's mainstream news. Just type Bohemian Grove, gay porn stars. You'll ship them in, aircraft land. I mean, there's some women, too, but women aren't allowed in, so they're down at the hotels. High-priced female hookers are everywhere. But as Richard Nixon said, you know, it's kind of like on the menu, you know, the Christian conservative leadership that we have mainly likes the males. And it's kind of like you go to a party and they order two cheese pizzas and five pepperonis. You know, it's like there's five pepperonis and that's male prostitution and the two cheese pizzas. They've got to wait in town. But it's mainly the Christian leadership of America there with the globalist and royalty goes there as well. The point is I covered in Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove and it kicks off on Friday there in California. We're going to have some reports from there. Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, two films on one DVD, my two films on Bohemian Grove and the ruling globalist and what they're into and all the proof of it. Normally $24.95, it's $19.95. You can get Jason Burmes' excellent film that gets into Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, how the Invisible Empire operates, the gay prostitutes, the sex rings in the White House. It's all covered in this, so it goes together. So this film is free when you get the Bohemian Grove film. And we don't stop there for $19.95. Wait, there's more. When you order these Ginsu knives, there's an extra set. If you order it, no, seriously. Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Mark Dice's excellent new book. You get a free book and a free full-length, high-powered, or latest film when you get The Order of Death. So that's three films and a book for $19.95. Infowars.com. It's the buy one, get two free special. But technically, there's really three films. So it's buy one, get two other films free and a book, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. People ask, well, what do I do? What can I do on my own? I pointed out for years, how did I start out? Access TV, small town, you'll reach hundreds, not thousands. You know, there's New York Post, gay porn star services, moguls, Bohemian Grove, Chad Savage. But continuing here, by the way, I was a lot better looking 11 years ago in 2000 when I snuck in. And I didn't know enough about Bohemian Grove to understand why I was being laughed at by the greenskeepers and why old men were whistling at us. And Vanity Fair wrote about that 2 years ago when the reporter got arrested. And so the old men were quite friendly. They were Mike Hansen isn't bad looking. They were running after him and like Pepe Le Pew. I mean, I would describe it. We were both the cat and we were and it was being whistled at and things, and I figured out real quick that that's why we were able to infiltrate. Because we didn't look really old like they do. We looked young, and it was bad news. But if you want to find out about what's going on there, you can call 888-253-3139 and get the films. Okay, look, here's the problem. Most talk show hosts struggle. That's all they do is take calls and kind of hype things for 1 or 2 minutes when they come back live, and then they lean on the ropes of the callers or the guests. Not me. I go 10 hours and you know it. The problem is that I cover all this news and then I look at it again. And it's a lot of times I see it kind of like something that's already been vomited out. You know, I don't go back to it. It's very painful when I think about how evil these people are. And I understand that's why some of you don't want to face it. But here's Fox News. I also have Long Island Press. Family of murdered Border Patrol agent considering suing feds over Fast and Furious. And they're talking about suing Holder himself and the head of the ATF shipping in tens of thousands of guns knowingly into Mexico so they can destabilize Mexico, kill the drug cartels they don't control, and come after the Second Amendment. And the good news is the cat's out of the bag. Folks are now understanding how government operates. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg. If the evidence shows Brian's death was approximately caused by the negligence of the federal government, there will be a case of action, said Terry family attorney Paul Charlton. Terry was killed in December of 2010 at the hands of an illegal immigrant worker working for a cartel and patrolling an area near Tucson known as Rio Rico. And there's two others reportedly killed by these guns, Border Patrol agents. And that's how they roll. That's how they, and the ATF, even at the time when he got killed, paraded around and said, "We got to, you know, you got to turn your guns into us. We got to ban your semi-autos. You know, we got to ban your deer rifles because law officers are being killed." Yeah. Yeah, because you're giving them the guns, the drug dealers, to kill them. And you made the drugs illegal to begin with and put all the money into it. So there would be criminals out there ready to kill because there's so many millions involved. I mean, you guys wrote the whole story. It's meant to take our freedoms and pack the prisons. And let me tell you something. If I heard two talk shows this morning, without even surfing many channels, talking about how the government's criminal and staged this to get our guns, one of them kind of a cupcake, liberal, one guy's liberal, one's conservative talk show host, and both of them were agreeing this was staged to get our guns, well, because it's admitted, and they're calling for criminal indictments against the scumbags in government. What else are you supposed to do? And so there you have it. Oh, they'd ship 30,000 guns down there, but they wouldn't stage a Gulf of Tonkin. Oh, they admit they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. And all the other things they've staged, all the other things they do. You know, during the break, I saw Obama at a medal ceremony giving troops medals. And he does this all the time. You see the solemn warriors, the primitive psychology of our tribesmen, the protector of the tribe, the people that keep us from being taken slaves by the neighboring tribe. You have this instinctive love of the warriors. And there's Obama always with them, soaking up their gleam into himself. I mean, it's all just scripted trash. And there he is continuing and accelerating the stealing of the death benefits of the troops on record. And Bush was involved. Clinton was involved. They don't care. In fact, they like hurting you. See, sociopaths and then psychopaths and sadomasochistic psychopaths, they enjoy their work. That's why they want power, so they can enjoy their work and not get in trouble. And it's a process in tyranny of them recruiting folks that have a like-minded dalliance. And that's what tyranny is. That's why it's so horrible and why it gets worse and worse and worse. And then none of them can ever allow prosecutions of any of the other criminals because it sets a bad precedent where they might get in trouble. And so they say, hey, it's wide open. Rob everybody. And then people in Russia and third world countries and every other case in history in more primitive times stops producing. People stop caring. They become lazy. You get passive aggressive societies of just kind of jellyfish people. When there's real freedom and you've got a chance to work and keep what you produce and to be honored by it and truth is honored and people don't put up with corruption. I mean, folks, 150 years ago, if you smarted off to somebody, they weren't just going to get in a fist fight with you, even if you were a lot bigger than them. It wasn't even an honor issue. That's what they did. You were going to be in a fist fight. And if you wanted satisfaction, you'd go out the street with guns and walk 20 paces and shoot each other. Think, and that's so alien, so caveman to us now. That's what you have to be like. People were very polite. There's a reason Southerners are, on average, known for being so polite, because it was the last place that duels and all that were phased out, kind of stylized by the guys in the, you know, in the town square in the 1870s or whatever out west before they started outlawing duels. But the point is there was real freedom. And so that's why that is the American culture. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason mafia always preys on people, on minority groups that, quote, come from third world countries where they've been accustomed to corruption. Because in even modern times, I mean, I'll guarantee you, if you pulled up to the average ranch and got out and you were the mafia, whatever group you were, sort of threatening a rancher, they would just kill you. And they don't care if you send more hitmen later. Fine, they're going to die. They would just kill you. They would kill you. And that's why we have freedom. Because, oh, you're trying to enslave me, I'm going to kill you. But we've been trained that when government mafia comes or Bank of America comes to take the house that they don't even have a deed for and you're not even behind in payments or you own it outright, well, the cops do what the banker says and what the corrupt court says and you go out and let the mafia take you over. But they've done the psychological actuaries and they know that you're going to start resisting. They know those old impulses of freedom are going to emerge, that the veneer of civilization is burning off like a thin layer of paint down to the stainless steel beneath it. And that machine of human dynamic freedom that refuses to submit to tyranny. Liberty or death. What does that mean? What does liberty or death mean? It means I will not live as a slave. It means I'm coming on. Straight on. I'm not backing off. You want to play chicken? Fine. Liberty or death. I don't care. Don't turn off the road. I'm going all the way into you. Liberty or death. Liberty or death. Liberty. Liberty or death. Freedom or death. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm not stopping. I'm not backing off. I'm committed. There's no debate. There's no discussion. It's over. Liberty or death. As for you, I know not what choice others may make, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And these were people going up against the greatest empire the world had ever seen. That huge, giant continental armies couldn't defeat. In a 7-year war, they had to bring mercenaries over. And they lost almost every battle, but they didn't give up. They wore out the enemy. They said liberty or death. They committed. It's a good feeling. It's an empowering feeling. It's what life's all about. It's about committing. Committing. It's about saying, all my chips are in. My cards are on the table. I'm done. I recognize what you are. We don't want to have to physically fight these people. We're winning in the info war. But we need all of you to really get fired up and really get aggressive in the info war. We can beat these people together, ladies and gentlemen. I got some other news I got ahead, and then we'll get to your call. Stay with us.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
ladies and gentlemen. This is a prehistoric spearhead I found out about the lake. And, you know, why did humans have this? Well, to protect themselves, to hunt. But there were always other tribes and different groups, even of the same genetic sequencing, you know, same, quote, race, same human variety, would have certain styles. Some were known as being evil. Some as brutal. Some as warlike. Some as peaceful. It's however those subcultures developed. But all of them would defend their families, or they would be enslaved. And generally the men in every culture would be killed, and the boys, girls, and women hauled off to make that tribe bigger. And we need to recognize the eternal struggle between liberty and corruption, freedom and slavery. It's really that simple. And I just want to encourage everybody to realize, as I've said over and over again, what a huge crossroads we're at. I mean, I look at all of this news that I've got today, and it's just all so transparent. This is why they want you. This is why the banksters want to take part of your paycheck and then pay part of it back to you later. They want you dependent. Or they even want to steal your private pension funds. They want you dependent. That's the name of the game. Obama says he cannot guarantee Social Security checks will go out August 3rd. This is out of CBS News. And this is a type of fear-mongering he's engaged in. He's saying, you will, and of course they know full well the Federal Reserve continues to issue all of this, but it's about controlling the economy. It's about training us to cut back on the economy, to raise taxes and to pay more to the banksters. And it's just so incredibly transparent. And we're going into a depression, and they're hyperinflating the currency. They're down that road. So it won't matter if you get your Social Security check. It's not going to buy what you need. And so more people will go on welfare. More people will go on food stamps, not just the 50 million now. And now Geithner admits we're in a depression. He calls it the greatest or the great recession, and that it's going to be the worst thing in our lives that we've ever experienced. And they're going to give you new solutions that they claim will fix it. And then it's going to get even worse. And then they'll say, don't worry, I got more solutions. You give us more power. You let us spy on you and take all your rights and get rid of juries and stick our hands down in your pants and put you in microwave ovens and force inoculations on you, and Al-Qaeda won't get you. You know, I want to go to your phone calls, and I did a little bit better job today getting to some of them. I'm going to just – the main radio show ends in a minute and a half. I'll do 5 minutes internet only to try to cram in a few more. But Rick in Arizona, take us out of the main line radio broadcast today. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I think I have the answer to Mayor Foster's the question you asked him about why do you think the authorities in Arizona aren't helping him out. And it has something to do with the location that Jennifer Jones spoke about a couple of days ago. There is a person in this state that has dictatorship powers, and it is the governor, Jan Brewer, who, remember, is on the council of 10 mayors. And I'll let you take it from there. God bless your family and be safe, Alex.
Thank you so much. Yeah, they're replacing the original governments that are accountable to the people through the state constitutions and federal constitution with council, rural council, council of governors, council of mayors, 10. You know, 9 ring wraiths and Sauron, one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. And you got 10 FEMA regions. I've got a 1937 New York Times article somewhere around here, the actual copy. Bernadine Smith sent it to me years ago where they show the 10 regions. That was 30, 40 years before they even set them up. All right, we'll be right back with a few more of your calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.